Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Years later, Ethel Porter recollected traveling at 3 years of age in 1892 with her father to the Altoon Quicksilver Mine at elevation 6,800 feet in the Northern California Trinity Alps. Her dad, J.H. Porter, contracted to supply wood to the mine and eventually moved his family to the site in 1896. Porter used 8 oxen to haul wood, later expanding to 3 teams of 6 or 8 horses. Porter built a barn for each of the teams, with a man assigned to oversee the care of the animals. The mine was successful, using Porter's wood to generate steam to power electricity for lights and for the mill's machinery and hoists. Ethel Porter remembered a string of lights that ran up the hill, providing entertainment in the winter snow. Men and children would ski down the hill on appropriately sized skis made by Swedes at the mill. She said the more daring skiers also used snow-covered dump piles of mine debris with slopes much steeper than the hill. Porter's book, published in 1958, is titled Recollections of a Childhood Spent in the Trinity Mines. Today's episode of As It was written by Gail Fiorini Jenner, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.